section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Coming to you live from Hygiene, Colorado, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Blake's List, IBWIP Speakeasy, and how to remove your wisdom teeth from home with your co-hosts, Big E, Intern Heather, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton!
Luckily, I don't know what it is. Ever since we started filming this, Jason has made it harder and harder to sync up the beginning of this. He likes to hover over his microphone, and then I can't
I like to be facetious.
I can't sync it up.
I like to play.
I can't sync it up. Hey, folks, everybody, this is Blake Clayton, a podcasting god.
Did we not do that last time?
No, we didn't.
No, we did not.
It's the first time ever. I think it's the first time in like 100 episodes we didn't do it. Thanks a lot, Heather.
We'll put it in post.
Sorry. It actually didn't happen this last time. Remember the last show?
You wished it not to happen.
I was like, did that not happen? Yeah, it happened.
Alrighty, folks. We're here at IBWIP for another gripping episode. This is episode 193. We're getting so fucking close.
Close to what? Who gives a shit?
Close to our eternal end.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be awesome to look on the 200th episode right at the end? I just stood up and said, we're done. It's over.
And when you just put your arms in the air, I pictured you opening a vest and revealing like bombs strapped to your chest.
Yeah. We're all going to be done.
Yeah. It's over.
All righty, folks.
We all died and all we have is this shitty podcast to remember. Yeah,
he really didn't do much in his life.
The end.
All right. The co-host to my left recently lost $35,000 in the stock market. Dude, I told you not to buy all that IBWIP stock. Let's welcome Locks of Love, Jason.
I bet on myself and I lost. What can I say?
You know, you can only bet on yourself.
That's the story of my life. I've bet on myself. Every time I bet on myself, guess what?
I knew not to bet on you, though.
Yeah,
I knew that much.
You are a smart young lady. All right, speaking of young ladies, every time the mic comes on, my next co-host gets down to business. And when I say getting down to business, I'm talking about dragon fruit. And when I say dragon fruit, I'm talking about James Vanderbeek. Let's welcome Intern Heather.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. But I'd love to have dragon fruit with James Vanderbeek. That doesn't sound bad.
We could sit across
a breakfast nook together.
Does it have to be a breakfast nook?
Can it just be a cranny? No, it has to be a breakfast nook.
You're glowing right now.
Nicer.
We have ripped off a scab. Something about
James
Vanderbeek.
My heart is fluttering for James Vanderbeek.
So here's the thing. You guys, when I was reading it, you guys were looking at me like I was an idiot. But in actuality,
you knew what you're doing.
I knew what I was doing.
I bet on you.
You knew what he was doing.
I bet on you.
Things change. Things change, don't they, Jason?
The more they change, the more they really stay the same. And speaking of staying the same, here is our special guest host for episode 194. He once toured as the guitarist for Lynyrd Skynyrd, but left the band after creative differences regarding Freebird being too short of a song. Let's welcome Big E.
Big E. I wanted it at least 4 more hours longer than what it was.
And I appreciate you filling in again.
No problem.
For those of you that have heard of this show before,
yeah,
I would have wrote something more appropriate for Big E, but I found out 15 minutes before we got to do this. So... but we did get
For Big E for being here. Then
we did get a text message.
He sent it. He's like, "Can you do the show tonight?" I'm like, "Absolutely."
What are you gonna do? Throw someone directly under a bus right now?
No, I just want to put it out there because there's people listening thinking, "Wait a minute, this is not what the schedule said." Because they look at the schedule. I got a text message from Whiskey Chaser. Says, "I'm so sorry, bro. I feel like a terrible friend. Just now clocking out," and that was at 8:30.
The only reason it's okay that he's not going to be here is just because he's so goddamn handsome. He's just so good looking. I'd be like, and if he was an ugly dude, I'd be like, fuck off. But he's just, I just want to, every time I see him, I just want to rub my fingers through his greasy hair on the top.
He cut it all off.
He's buzzed?
Like, it's shorter than mine.
Because he had like the Brad
the
Pitt
wave.
Fury
with
the shaved on the sides and the
That's
long
how Dylan's hair is now.
He was so handsome.
That makes me so sad when guys shave all their hair off. I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, I think he's going through a midlife crisis. No, but he had to work, and I understand that people that have jobs can't come do my show all the time.
Speaking of him, we're going to see him soon, right?
We're going to see him soon. He's going to play at the 200th episode. He's going to do his first solo set ever.
That's awesome. That was history in the making. Be there. Am I right?
Yes.
I know.
It's a happening.
May 23rd.
I'm glad Dustin's not here for this. His hatred for the Doors runs so deep that, like, every time we play this intro, he just tears up.
Is this the Doors?
Well, it's Weird Al doing the Doors. Oh. Hey, can you fill that up for me, Scott, real quick? Hey, folks, you know what that means? What that little ditty means? That little ditty means it's time for Blake's List, and that's where Jason goes on Craigslist and finds stuff for me to read.
It's just that simple,
it's
folks.
It's just that simple. You think, hey, Blake's List. Blake probably goes on Craigslist and finds stuff. Nope.
No siree.
Not since I have not had a job. I don't have time.
Well, that doesn't add up.
And all my documents that I have here, there is an unidentifiable stain on the paper. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. No problem, buddy.
So we don't know about that. So,
well, I'll tell you about it. I printed it up at work, and it came out of the printer, and there's this little crusty stain on there. And I said, I don't know what that is, so I'm going to make sure I note it on the paper that who knows what the fuck that little stain is.
Oh, jeez. Trying to kill me.
Let's show it to everyone. You
Dude,
see this?
It was already full. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll put more on there.
Wow.
That is the stain of truth. All right, here we go. We're starting off in the free section of Blake's List. Free, trying to get rid of twigs. Please help. I live in town, and it would take me a really long time to burn all of these twigs in my little fire pit. Seriously, inquiries only.
Is that like a pity? Like,
I will contact that
How
person
How many fucking
today.
Twigs does this person have?
Well, to me, I think that's just laziness. It's like, I got all these twigs. Yeah. I got a little fire pit. Come get them. Fucking come
they're
get
yours.
Them.
I bet they're scattered all over her yard, too. You have to come
there
with a rake.
You get there, she's like, well, you got to clean it up, too.
It doesn't say.
Why is she a sheep? Why is it all of a sudden a lady that's saying all this?
I think it's because, you know what? It probably is a. Because
I'm a sexist asshole.
It probably is an old fat guy.
Yeah, it could be anyone. It could
be
anyone
out
there.
I apologize.
Oh, no, you're fine. I had to say it.
You got to understand, that's one of the reasons we have you on the show. Prior to you being on the show, we would have just continued and said, that bitch. But you stopped and said, wait a minute, fellas. Let's bring it back a little bit.
Yeah.
And let's think about the big picture.
You know what else big picture? This could be a beautiful thing. Like, he just isn't able to handle the twigs. He or she isn't able to handle the twigs.
Why?
He takes it to the internet for his local, like, citizens of his town to come and assist him with the twigs or assist her with the twigs.
It's the bat. It's the twig signal to the local community to come out and claim.
For me, it might be a situation where the Blair Witch Project people needed. You know, every day they go.
Oh, dude! If I go to someone's house to get some fucking twigs, and some girl's standing in a corner, I'm running away.
No. Well, no,
there's a corner outside. We got some problems.
I thought by referencing that, you remember there was all those twig,
twig ornaments? People. Yeah, if I see twig people, I'm not doing that either.
No twig people for you. Okay,
fucked up.
There's not too many in the free section that applies to us. So let's go ahead and go to the missed connections. Now, this is where, you know, you might be somewhere and you see a girl, but you don't go, or you could see a guy. And you don't go and say anything to him because you're embarrassed to say it. So then you go to the internet and just hope and pray that for some possible way they're going to connect.
They're reading it. You're just hoping.
Looking for the woman at freedom. M4W. M4W is male for women.
Okay, yeah. I'll check that.
It says, looking to text and get to know you better. You was. Now these are written verbatim.
God
so
damn.
High school diplomas are not a prerequisite to post on.
You're definitely
going to
be texting me with that.
Right. You was at Freedom in Creve Coeur, obviously another reason to why we can just say that.
So the man from Pekin.
On 4-3, around 10:30 p.m. or so, you was buying lottery ticket. You had a black stretchy pants and black sweatshirt. You was beautiful. Hope to hear from you.
Beautiful.
Heather, this really brings me to... It's ironic because we didn't plan this at all.
That's what I was fucking wearing on that day on April 3rd when I was in Creve Coeur, and I don't remember seeing this.
How are you? Do you wear black stretchy pants?
Yes.
In public?
Yes.
Do you wear underwear?
Yes.
Okay. Because
at the same time, or are you just talking about separate instances?
No, at the same time. At the same time.
Do you wear the underwear over the black stretchy pants?
No.
Only if I'm feeling Randy.
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 Macho Man Savage?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
gonna wear the underwear.
Sleep into it.
Yeah, actually, that sounds like how Randy would feel. Yeah.
Well, I was talking to Molly about this, and you know, this is one. We should have a stupid husband segment where I just tell all the stupid things I do.
I think that's what this whole show is.
No, but we were at a restaurant or a store or something, and there was like three different girls with the black stretchy pants on,
yeah,
and you could tell that they don't have any underwear on.
Yes.
And it was also the three stages of how I would like to see those girls.
Oh no!
But really, like there was a skinny girl who worked out, and she obviously just came from the gym.
I like that.
There was a girl that doesn't necessarily
looks like her
look
ass
horrible.
Was eating them thongs.
Yes,
pretty good.
And then the third one should not have been wearing them in public. Nothing.
I'll take it.
Shouldn't be wearing them anywhere.
But the thing that bothers me is no matter. First of all, there's two things. If you're a guy and you're with your lady friend and you happen to see somebody, you're automatically in trouble that are wearing those. Because you always look just at the train wreck behind because it looks like you can see their asshole. Like, I seriously, on all three of them, I thought I could see their asshole because they're not wearing any underwear and the stretchy pants are all the way up in her butt. And I just don't like it.
I think this is, honestly...
So my wife got
mad. A disgusting stereotype that anyone would even get mad about that sort of thing. Like, literally, like, your body is covered. Like... Just think about what you wear to the swimming pool. Like, if it's better than what you wear to the swimming pool and you allow people to do that, like, does it fucking matter? Like, the girls are wearing leggings or the guys are doing that? Like, it's just ridiculous. Honestly, that's how I feel about it. Leggings.
But you wear them with underwear.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, I wear them with underwear. I wear them without underwear. Fuck, if people want to wear underwear with it, that's their choice.
Okay.
Like,
I'm wrong. Okay, so basically that's what we found out. I'm wrong, and now
I just have to. This is a big point of contention for me.
Well, look. Yeah.
I saw someone recently walking down the street who was just morbidly obese, and it looked like she had like laid down on some cardboard, and someone walked over her with like a purple spray paint.
Yeah,
and that's all it was. Like, you could see everything, and no one's asking to see it. Nobody. Unbelievable.
Well, that kind of goes into what you've talked about before. You know, like, you see a guy wearing shorts in the winter, and that's a stupid person, or like that's just a person you don't want to associate yourself with, so you won't. And if that's how you feel about, you know, a person when you see them on their looks, then just don't.
She's pissed. I'm
not pissed. I'm making
entitled points. To her opinion. You're right. I mean, I probably wouldn't associate with that person anyway because you're right. There's certain clothing choices that they've made that set up a firework.
Clearly delusional.
If you're at the
they're
gym,
not looking in the
on
same
your way
mirror.
To the gym. If you're in the house lounging around, yeah.
If I'm at the mall, if I'm at the club, if I'm any fucking where, I'm going to wear my
library.
Leggings no matter fucking
right.
where.
Well, are leggings and stretchy pants the same
it's
thing?
All same.
Yeah, they're all is stretchy pants. It's really about if the girl is buying the correct size. And then it really comes down to when she's at the store and she's looking at things and deciding when things look good on her. But that's really, like, comes down
but
to anyone. Anyone can wear an ugly outfit. Hers just happens to be a tight, ugly outfit.
Okay.
My top two
favorite.
I've never heard
my
of
my top two favorite things that have been invented that women wear. Leggings and skinny jeans.
I'm more the skinny jeans, like
skinny jeans
in general, can make people look good. But I'm not against them. I'm just saying that the stretchy pants really tell a truthful story.
Oh, yeah.
So in that regards, we are living right now. We're having a bit of a renaissance. We're living in a golden age of female clothing, where we can walk around and say, I know pretty much what your lower half looks like naked, and I'm going to give that the thumbs up, or I'm going to give it the thumbs down. That's right. So I can't do too much complaining.
And Heather, you have the right to your opinion. I don't think any girl should wear them out in public.
What?
I feel like there is a proper ratio. I do believe in the going below the butt. If it's like a too tight of a pant, you should at least make sure that like goes over the second half of it. But I mean, that's a personal preference on just overall fashion, and not so much like what a woman should be able to wear when she goes into places.
What a woman wants. All right, yeah. Dirty bathwater, M4W, which means male for man for woman. Fran, I met you on POF, Plenty of Fish.
I am well familiar
You're
with POF,
very
and it
POF?
Defeated me.
All right, and we went on a few dates. You never let me to third base, but you did sell me a beaker filled with some of your dirty bath water.
Nope.
A few months have passed now, and I have used all your bath water for random blessings. I understand if you don't want to see me again, but do you think we could get something up so I can get some more of your bath water?
Nope.
My cat is very sick, and sometimes I feel like the only thing keeping her going is being sprinkled with your bath water. You're a fucking asshole. Maybe you can give it to Kimmy, and then she can give it to me at work. Or maybe you can put it in an old Taco Bell bag and leave it on the park by the river where we used to chew on boiled peanuts and feed the geese. Let me know. Thanks, Tori.
Kimmy is my hookup for bathwater too. I'll just say straight.
That is
I didn't make that up.
Halfway through that, I was like, "This is classic Jason."
I can't write that. I'm a stupid man. I can't write that shit. That's a copy.
I anoint thee in the bathwater of.
Oh yeah, this reminds me of. Remember the one of the last times we did Blakelist? It was we were both in the grocery store. And
oh.
I heard you fart the next aisle over, and I came over to check out all of your farting. And then like I think it was like Dustin or someone was like, "Yeah, man, I've heard that before. It's kind of like an urban farting legend."
What the fuck?
I've heard of this. I was like, I had never heard of that shit. This shit
happens all the time.
You think it's in that category of a man anointing his feline with dirty bathwater?
I think that's just somebody who's like, I'm going to go on Craigslist, and I'm just going to write some crazy stuff and see if somebody says something.
Who was it? Was it Mallory that wrote it? Is that what the name was?
No, Tori.
Tori. Well, Tori, you shouldn't be putting anything in a bag water-wise, because that's never going to work.
We talked at the top of the show before we started recording that we don't have a personal story. I have a personal story. Can we do it after Blake's list? It comes into contact with that.
Yeah, if you want, I can just do a couple more quick ones.
Do whatever you want there.
This is from Casual Encounters, which, hey, sometimes you're lonely, sometimes you're blue, sometimes you have nothing else to do. And
it rhymes?
Yeah, intentionally, too. All right, so.
Ooh, in that room, too.
Huh? Because
you said intentionally, too. That rhymed, too. It was so fun.
I'm basically Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
In case you didn't know.
He's all right, say something else, Jason. So I can repeat one of them.
All right, kidnap? Woman for man. I have my own place, which is always the best way to
slam dunk.
Yeah, kidnap? I have my own place, and I've always had this sick kind of rape fantasy where I'm just sitting at home, and someone breaks in and catches me at home, and you know, .. Or even comes and kidnaps me for a weekend to use with all your buddies.
Holy
Jesus! It went from hey, that's kind of kinky to fuck that
freak.
If you're interested in something like this, send me a dick pic along with your sexual fantasy in this situation. I like it rough. Been interested in bondage. The best one wins.
Enclosed.
Smiley face.
One dick pic.
Yeah, just one dick pic. I don't. You know, you might. It might not. It doesn't even have to be your dick pic.
Just
you know?
just a headshot of this.
Yeah, don't. You don't.
Just a headshot.
Yeah, you don't just have to. Headshot. You don't have to put like a sign that has the date on it, so you can know it's real. Just any old dick pic off the internet will do.
BDSM. Dick. What is the D? It's bondage, something, sadomasochism. What's the D?
Dominance.
Yeah.
Is it okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
Score.
Like I said, at first, I was like, I can see this. I can see. A little role playing. No big deal. I mean, I think rape is not really the word you want to use, but
grape maybe.
Yeah, a grape ape.
Grape rape.
But then when you get to like kidnapping me for the weekend to use with all your
buddies,
boys,
bringing the boys.
Like okay, like
holla, we don't.
I'm friends with you guys.
Yeah. Well.
Well, okay. Well, we refer. I associate with you guys.
You know our last names.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. Even if I wasn't married, like I wouldn't like share a girl with you guys in the same night. Like,
don't you want to see my penis next year's?
No. That's like those pornos where the guy's banging her in the front and another guy's banging her in the back, but their dicks are touching.
It ain't gay.
I could see like friend bonding. Like
it ain't gay when it's in a three way.
But only if you know the girly well. Like I feel like that would be the qualification.
Two girls, one guy.
It would have to be like you knew the girly well and everyone was involved.
Eiffel Tower in it.
So you're saying that the two guys and the girl should all know each other well enough to do that? Because I think a threesome
that's the sort of situation that I would life up. I would be interested in being in a threesome.
I don't think you should know each other at all.
Where everyone knows each other.
No.
Okay.
So I am more in your boat, Maggie, because
you shouldn't know them at all.
Let's rewind a little bit.
Okay.
Heather, you are saying that if you were for some strange reason to have a threesome, you would want it to be with a couple of friends.
Not that strange.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
And that is because why?
A couple of friends maybe isn't the right idea, but definitely people that I know. Like someone that I'm like, I could see that person on a Tuesday and not like, oh, this random person
somebody
just came down from Craigslist. Oof.
So if there was a couple of guys like on a podcast.
No, shut it down. Shut it down.
No, well, basically what we're saying is we're going to fuck you right in.
No.
No. I'm just trying to quantify how well you know the person. I wasn't saying me.
Oh, right, like, right there. I'd say like 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
3 to 6 months of knowledge.
And would you prefer or not prefer to at least have had some kind of sexual relationship with at least one of them prior to said threesome?
I mean.
Or you can just say pass and I'll drop it.
I don't know. You know what? It's one of those things. It's the future.
Who knows?
I almost... Never mind.
Who knows? But I'm with Biggie. I'm with Biggie on this one. Threesomes. I'm in Biggie on this one, as in me and Biggie are going to get together with a woman. No, it's threesomes are essentially relationship killers. Mm-hmm. So if you want to do it, I say go for it, but make sure you have loose ties to these people that can easily
because
be cut.
It's like if you're with
make sure no one's gonna cry
if somebody's your that's a wife problem.
Unless girl, that's what you're into.
If you're with a wife or a girlfriend and you like invite another said person in, then you end up liking it, and she sees it, you end up liking it. Yeah. Oh,
you seem like you know a lot about this.
Uh-oh. I've never done it, but okay. I work with a guy
just
who
from
has.
Just from what you've heard.
I think unless a girl has bi tendencies, it's mainly a guy who instigates the threesome. And I had this conversation with the last girl I dated seriously. And when it came up, I was like, I really do care about you. I don't want to do that. Because to me, it's a relationship killer. But I mean, I'm not against them. I'm saying go out and do it if you want to have fun. But... And I agree with you to some degree too, Heather, where you want to know them a little bit.
You don't want
to
just.
I think that would make it like less like this. It doesn't mean anything.
I don't
like,
want to
know
you too
and
well.
But there's
like,
so many scenarios with that whole
situation.
They won't
be offended by that. Yeah.
I mean, two guys, one girl, and then your girlfriend ends up liking your buddy, but more than you. And
There's a million ways where that can get fucked up.
There's a million ways for it to go wrong, and only one way for it to go right. And I don't like those odds.
But goddamn, if it doesn't go right, oh my god, you're in seventh heaven. Am I right?
If loving you's wrong, Jason. I don't.
If it goes right.
Hey, I love you too.
Okay, let's do one more real quick, so we can get to Jason's personal story about bathwater. Okay, who is going to Pleasure Palace tonight? W.
I drove past it Saturday night.
This one says, looking for what guys are going to Pleasure Palace tonight. Please send face pic.
As Blake mentioned already, I do copy and paste these. I don't know what that girl was talking about. I found out.
Pleasure Palace. What's Pleasure Palace?
You know. You just said you drove past it. What do you know about Pleasure Palace?
Pleasure Palace is a place that used to be called... That's kind of
Green Door?
The Brown Bag?
No. It's the... Swingers World. Pleasure Palace now is the old Swingers
World. Okay, I got
you. So if you're going to go downtown to go to Sully's or... Sully's is closed now. That's how old I am.
It's right
across... You're driving right past it.
It's right across from the Civic Center and right across from...
What's the purpose of it?
It's a sex store.
Yeah, it's
sex toys and
DVDs. I have to step in here.
Okay.
I do want to elaborate on this, but I think we're going the wrong direction. I think that place is called Lover's Paradise.
No, I think that...
Pleasure Palace, when I Googled it... It's towards Galesburg, and it's a swingers sex club.
What?
Oh, damn.
Okay.
It's a swingers sex club. And
I think you're right, then, now that you mentioned that. The name of that one is totally different than
this
we're
bleeds into
about.
What my personal story will be.
Well, let me play the intro music and just...
Well, no, let's talk about this Pleasure Palace.
I
want to
know what Pleasure Palace is.
I Googled this because I had no idea. And not only this one, but there was like two or three other girls asking about who's going to Pleasure Palace tonight, what's going on with this. It is a legitimate swingers club. You go there. They give you a tour. They tell you the rules of the club, which can all be found online. It's like $65.
There's a website?
There's a website.
Oh, shit.
And there's different price levels based on your gender or whether or not you're with a couple. And it's a lifetime membership that you have to get through there. But then every time you go, it's like $50 to go in. And you have to
go the membership
once a year.
So you have to get a membership, and then you pay $50 every time you go.
Every time you go.
Oh, God.
But it's like $25 for a single female, $50 for like a single male. And then, they're obviously really trying to get girls in there because the guy ratio is just going to be off the chart.
Pleasure Palace 51?
Yeah, that's right. And then, but couples are a little cheaper, too, I think, because they're bringing a woman into the action. But I don't know these things. I am sexually ignorant, perhaps, when it comes to stuff like this. But... That it is out there, and people are talking about it.
I thought that was like Mad Men kind of era right. kind of shit. Wife that swapping shit don't happen. You know?
Right, right.
Couples only party on April 18th.
Women's getting free.
Play ball. The Pleasure Palace baseball party on April 11th. We missed that.
Aw, shit.
This is a website. This will be a bit in the future. We're gonna devote a whole
revisit
segment.
This?
Okay. Yes, we're definitely. And I've found what me and Molly are gonna do for our anniversary. Basically, that's what.
Make sure you come together though, so you don't have to pay regular.
Oh,
prices.
You know it. You know it, girlfriend.
Come together.
Oh, I do know.
I know we got IBWIP Speakeasy to get to next, and there is literally nothing else I would rather do than do that. But last night, as I was putting some of this stuff together for the show, I was looking at the weird shit on Craigslist. I did go into Pleasure Palace, and I'll tell you what, I went to bed at like 2:30 because I stayed up, and I had to manually manipulate myself at some point. And when I was doing that, I clicked a site, and what pops up, and I know you guys know this, so don't bullshit me. Live Jasmine.
Have yeah.
you
seen Oh, this? Every time.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know Live Jasmine. It's like the big red window. Yeah. That
every time I go to Red,
up.
I go to RedTube.
There you go. Thank you.
And when I go to RedTube,
best policy.
And then you go to hit click on the video, a pop up comes up in the background, and it's always Live Jasmine.
You've
you guys
this,
read
right?
what that pop up is?
Well, it says it.
Yeah, I just close it out. I just. I mean, I'm just like.
Oh, yeah, I tried to
right
you
away.
Because it's
like,
are you familiar with Red Jasmine?
I'm a YouPorn. But
I think that pops up
still,
there.
There's still a pop-up. There's always a pop-up. Yeah,
yeah,
I have to like, click on the side.
It's
so
a big red one,
it.
And
yeah.
It looks like there's a woman on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I
tune in.
I got a wild hair up my ass last night, and I didn't pay any money because I have no money to pay them. But I was watching it for a second because I always get interested, like, who are these women
right.
that are standing in or sitting in what appears to be a bedroom, which has to be just like a wall,
a bedroom,
like just something, some little piece of shit. It's probably like a cubicle, like when we used to
sure.
work at Cat, just a sea of cubicles.
Sure.
It's probably a sea of just like twin size beds,
like the bunny ranch. It's just the room
yeah,
right.
room.
She's in her camp like dorm.
And I really did all get but confirmation of this last night because I'm such a fucking prick. I went on there and you can live chat with people on there. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so I was attempting to talk to the girls, but all of them seemed to be like in Russia.
Yeah.
And they were speaking like Russian and like Spanish, and I'm not great
Colombia,
with Spanish.
A lot of them are
right.
Portuguese.
And
Colombian.
I've never done this before, so this really was blowing my mind. Forgive me if you all are experts on talking to sex cam girls,
yeah.
but they were just, you know, they're sprawled out in the bed, they're rubbing their boobs and trying to like tease you with shit, and they won't show you anything
until you
do like a private room, right?
Right. And just get some bitcoins.
Basically, some bitcoins. So I'm looking at these girls, and what do? I just start typing weird shit, and they're, like, joking around, like, nothing sexual at all. Just, like, I kept telling one girl to fart the alphabet. Just ridiculous stuff like that. Because I was amusing myself.
Right.
But other people in the room were starting to get amused with it, and the girls obviously didn't speak English to where they were responding to me. And so after a while, since I was just a guest in these rooms, it would kick me to the net. You are too familiar with this shit.
It kicks you to a new room? Like, hey, you're obviously just sitting here.
They just... A lot of it. Like, that one, the Live Jasmine, is one that pops up. There's another one that's called My Free Cams.
I'm sure I've seen that.
And it's completely free, and there's thousands of models on there, and you go room to room to room. Now, it'll say right on there, guests have been blocked. So you can go if you're just a guest, if you're not a member, because I don't have money to be paying for shit like that.
You know what? But if I did have money... I'd spend it on that.
Yeah. They'll block. They just says guests have been blocked. And then you can get like a free.
Do they talk?
Yeah, they talk to you.
What do they say?
They're just whatever. You know, like they'll respond. It's weird because you'll get on there and a lot
just
of.
Just like,
I mean,
honey, I know
well,
you want to see my boobs.
Well, not even that. You'll get on there and some of these girls are like half naked talking about their day. How things went that
because
they got
because
these,
because some
got
of those guys,
regulars
some of those
they
guys,
got guys
yeah.
that come every single day.
It's
yes.
just like it's just like it's the
show.
Modern version of the prostitute where
exactly.
it's the guy like he doesn't have sex with the prostitute. They
that's
just
why
lay
strip
in the
clubs
bed
are so shitty right now because they're all on the internet. They don't got to worry about nobody touching them. None of that bullshit. Oh. They're all on the internet doing my free cam shit.
It's weird too. They'll like reach off camera, like you can see them reaching, and like you hear you hear the typing.
Yeah, you hear them typing,
but it doesn't always pop up like in time. No. I almost feel like there is a creepy dude back there monitoring everything.
But a lot of them are Russian.
Right. Or Colombian. And you said, how do you know? Because I would see sometimes the language like, oh, I think that's Russian, or I would definitely hear that that's right. West or Eastern European.
A lot of them are just doing it from their apartments because they just sign up, sad. I want to be a model on this website, and they'll just do it straight from their house.
A lot of Asians on their blank.
Yes.
I will say that this is the end
show
game.
Can never be released into the internet.
And this is the kicker. So I'm clicking around, and I probably did this for like an hour and 15 minutes, and I've never done anything like it, but it wasn't sexual for me. I was just fucking around.
Right. Well, I guess.
You're like, I'm not even interested in this whole situation I had going on, but.
There's a woman at the end. It's so fucking sad. She was like in tears, like heavily sobbing into the camera. And the first thing I think of is, sex trafficking, sex slaves. Someone's got a knife like at the end of the camera.
There's a gun pointed right at her.
What is happening? What is going on?
That's crazy.
It's not. I was like, I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Did she have any description for why she was
couldn't?
Doing that?
She couldn't communicate in English, but like. Other people would communicate in her language, but I think she was talking in French, actually. Aww. I have no idea and it might just be a ploy. She might just be fucking around.
That could just be like, that's the fantasy. Is
I get more views when I cry. When I cry.
Yes. Yeah, I know you're joking, but that's some fucked up stuff. And someone
sad,
probably is like, jack off my cock. I'm going to, that's the lube I need. You know,
But didn't, at any time does it tell you like, hey, you can, you know, for this amount of money, you can do this or.
A lot of them will post like a.
I'll send you my tears.
I'm divulging way too fucking much information about my life.
You can stop. Nobody's putting a gun to your head. Okay?
He's done.
All right.
I watched Zach and Mary Made a Porno, and I recognized the porn star.
What are you talking? Who's that?
Just trying to make it feel better.
Hey there, fellas. Think you're quick on your feet? A rough and tumble? Well, knock three times on the door and join the fun. It's time for IBWIP Speakeasy. The drinks ain't free, but the gals and the dancing is.
I remember this movie. That's what this music.
That's one of our classic. That's one of our first ones we did. Yeah.
You knocked that one out, too.
Out of the park. All right. Well, we went through this, but I'll go through with listeners. I will start a sentence, and we're gonna tell a little story. And we don't know what kind of story that's going to be, but hopefully by the end of it, it's going to be a funny story. And I'm going to start it off, and each person then takes a turn and says a line. So
keep adding to it. Hopefully be a coherent story.
Coherent?
Coherent, yeah.
All right. Here we go.
With the coax.
Are we ready? We didn't talk about this before the show. Clockwise, counterclockwise.
Reference
doesn't matter to me.
Lady's choice. You say counter.
I'm in the middle, so it don't matter what way
going
you go.
To her first. She wants
first.
It.
Me first.
That's what I like about her. She's spunky. She knows what she wants.
Moxie.
Moxie cellar.
Got all moxie. The
full of
she's got the.
I got a box full of mox.
Right on.
Now see,
that was not a vagina thing.
That's exactly how he took it.
I know.
And it's like it's on him not to do it. But you have to go a step further and really think about what you say not to activate him.
That's not what people are going to do. No, that's crazy.
It's up to you.
Oh, don't do that. Don't shoot.
The puns are in your court.
Every time I go to the store, I get so fucking angry.
I'm looking for cotton balls and I can never find any cotton balls.
Well, and then I end up finding cotton swabs and that's not what I'm looking for.
Not even close. I tell you, I like the cotton balls because there's no calories and they taste just like marshmallows, but the cotton swabs just don't do it.
Right. And then also, when I'm not hungry and I want to vape, I just use the cotton balls to make new wicks. A lot of people are like, oh, you can only do organic or, oh, don't lose. You know what? I like to burn a little bleach in my throat. It's fine with me. I don't care. But the thing that really makes me fucking angry when I go to the store to get those cotton balls
is that the people there are just so – they always run into me all the time.
Just run into?
Constantly, they just run into me.
They're so rude. I hate rude people, and then their children are annoying.
Yeah, every day at my local grocer is bring your child to work day. So not only are the people rude, but their children are always rude as well. And you know what? To boot, they're always carrying around marshmallows, and I can't eat the marshmallows because of the caloric intake.
And the caloric intake. Anyway, I can't even go from there. And we're talking about going to the store. And because I said when I go to the store, I get angry. But it's not this. Mm-hmm. It's not the cotton swab store that I go to. It's not makes me. I mean, that makes me angry. It makes me almost as angry as when I go to the doctor's office. But when I go to this other store, God, it just makes me just livid.
Buttons.
But
if I've ever tried to buy a button, the button I want is never there, first off. And second off, they're constantly telling me not to eat them, as they are in the other store with the cotton balls. And I'm like, God, these buttons, this is exactly what I need, though. Yeah.
That's what I use to fill my caloric intake for the day, buttons. And?
Buttons and the very string and needle needed to thread the buttons. I am I have a caloric intake amount, and I just will not surpass it, so I'm going to keep eating these things that are clearly labeled, do not ingest, and God damn it if I don't suck them down my fat gullet.
Oh, and this one time, I got so angry because I chipped my front tooth on a button, and I you know, spit it out and put it in my hand, and it said, made in Czechoslovakia. Ugh!
It's so crazy when those foreign things come. And then a man came up to me, and the button happened to say on it, Richard's button, and he was like, that's my button. And I'm like, what? What just happened? Like, some guy named Richard just took this button and said Richard's button out of my hand.
Speaking of pushing my buttons.
Oh, that's it. Speaking of pushing my buttons, of course, why was Richard's button in a prepackaged container and put for sale at the grocery store? That's what I want to know.
Part of me thinks that, like, later on that night, Richard went on a Craigslist and put M4W. I saw you at the button store. You had my button in your mouth. You spit it out. I want you to do with that with my cock.
Oh, no.
And part of me thinks that there's some sort of brand that's like Richard's Buttons. But I like the first idea better. So that's the one that we're going to go with.
Yeah, she was not wanting Richard's button or his cock in her mouth at all.
And that's how you play IBWIP speak.
Easy. <Easy. laughs>
My favorite thing about that is, and this is what I like about having Heather on the show, she will, if I'm trying to go somewhere and she doesn't want to go there, she doesn't like stop in the middle of like break the show and go, no. She's smooth about it. She's like, hey, we're going to take this box of chocolate, move it over to this fat lady. I'm not having any of that chocolate, Blake. Not going to happen.
Going there.
So I definitely commend you for that.
Oh, well, thank you.
So now we're going to hear a little ditty called Hand Jobs, Bland Jobs, and I Don't Understand Jobs by Garfunkel and Oates.
Yes, podcasts are so cheap to make and distribute.
Distribute.
Why can't I say that? Let's say, podcasts are so cheap to make and distribute that everyone is doing it. So why choose IBWIP? That's a very good question.
You nailed that distribute that time.
Understand job. I got a problem and I can't contain it. I'll use my icky sticky rhymes to help me explain it. Handy J's are like Stonehenge to me. Robert Stack can't even unsolve this mystery. I'm the messed up child of a baby boomer. I was in the gifted class, but a total late bloomer. Now I got a secret to get off my chest. Went from kissing to sex, but never learned the rest. In high school, I was in the marching band, not learning what to do with my hand. While other girls were dripping like a Jackson Pollock, I blossomed later than Maya Bialik. I'm investigating bones like Deschanel, trying to make it stand up like Dave Chappelle. When I stare down the barrel of a semi-hard dick, I feel more singled out than Chris Hardwick. I studied Bach, Jacques Chirac, and Isaac Asimov, but I wasn't on the ski bus jerking people off. Wouldn't let you touch my chest like your vapor rubbing Vixen, let alone deep throat your tricky dick Nixon. I want to learn how to make your water gates flow. I'm Rizanik Spiro Agnew that I might never know. How to HJ your LB Johnson, know less about dicks than Samantha Ronson. Oh, yeah. I should have explored new frontiers like Will Wheaton, but I was more conservative than Alex P. Keaton. I've fallen into crisis just like the Dow. I want to give a handjob, but I don't know how. Handjob, bland job, I don't understand job. Do I spit, do I squeeze, do I ever touch the top? How can I learn when you always make me stop? Investigation to unlock the secrets of ejaculation. I need a translator like I'm reading Balzac to crack the Rosetta Stone over your ball sack.
Ooh. Ow.
The top is the part that confuses me the most. It looks like a silly putty Pac-Man ghost. Sometimes it's Jell-O jiggling, sometimes it's denser, but they all look like a Darth Vader Pez dispenser. Like Sam Jackson, I'm not as good with Shaft. When it's soft and flabby like President Taft, it's like a deep south queen that you want to make straight. Will I make it up right if I move it like a shake weight? Move it like a shake weight, move it like a shake weight. Now I'm pumping like brakes that aren't anti-lock, trying not to go psycho on your Alfred Hitchcock. I go a little faster and then I retard. It's like a hamster that you don't want to squeeze too hard. I'm working my hand till it gets arthritis. I'll be holding till I get the golden touch of Midas. I think therefore I am getting my day card on till I fully comprehend your Marcia Gay hard-on. But the biggest throbbing question of all, seriously, what do you do with the balls? Do I roll them like dice? Do I mold them like clay? Do I tickle them like Elmo or throw them like a party? Do I move them all around or cup it slow? They're the two bald critic puppets from the Muppet Show. Just sitting there cranky and superfluous. How about I don't touch them unless you insist? Hand job, bland job, I don't understand job. Do I spit, do I squeeze, do I ever touch the top? How can I learn when you always make me stop? How can I learn when you always make me stop?
Who doesn't like a good hand job? You know what? I'll even take a bland job. After a long day in the coal mine, I likes to sit back in my easy chair, crack open a cold one, and email the show at blake@ibwips.com, and post comments on the Facebook's pages and the Twitter's pages. And when I got off my second shift job at the sewage plant, I always like to listen to past episodes on the show on IBWIP.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Smart Radios for free. No charge to me whatsoever. And I'm glad I decided to subscribe to the show. Then, when my all-nighter at the graveyard digging ditches is complete, I wind down by watching IBWIP on their YouTube page, Piavision. Hell, if it weren't for IBWIP, I'd just be some jerk working three jobs. But now I'm a jerk with three jobs that has 12 IBWIP beer koozies, and I'll be goddamned if I don't use every single one of them.
That's great. That was awesome.
Who writes this stuff? I am funny as a motherfucker.
You're on fire.
There's a genius around here.
This is the time of the show. We remind everybody, all you vapors out there, I forgot what I was going to say. Anyway, craftvapory.com is our sponsor for this show. I don't know how we landed that, but
why do they even want to have anything to do with us?
I don't know. I don't want to have anything to do with me.
We're scumbags.
We're scum.
We're scum of the earth.
And you're scum too, listeners. And so you need to go to craftvapory.com, use promo code IBWIP, get 10% off the stow. That seemed to get some jokes last time too. And 20% off your first month subscription. So definitely check it out, craftvapory.com. Hey, nothing cooler than getting a box every month with juices, different brands of juices. Like you get the littlest one you can get is like three bottles, and it's still cheaper. Using our promo code, it's cheaper than buying one bottle.
It can't be overstated how easy the website is crazy to use.
Yes, tell us about that.
You tell them exactly what you like, and then it's like a little surprise. Yeah. If you tell them what you like, no matter what the surprise is, you're going to like it.
Yeah, and who doesn't like surprises? If you don't like surprises, you're a fucking communist.
In this song, we're playing the same woman 2 years apart. I'm 29.
And I'm 31. This song is called 2931.
For the first time in my life, I see it clearly. I realize the power of being a woman. 29 years old and time's on my side. I'm in my prime. I've hit my stride. I've got so much charisma and so many options. It's nice to always have my pick. There's nobody left! I'm all alone! I'm at the top of my game, possibilities are endless, and I just feel really pretty. I'm holding out for someone who meets my standards, won't settle for anything less than perfect. I know what I want, and I can have it. I'm surrounded by love and peace.
There's nobody left! I'm all alone! Why the fuck did I wait? What's wrong with me? In 2 short years, I'm gonna be 33. Who the hell will want me then? My ovaries are shrinking, I'm disgusting, and everyone feels bad for me. And I never get invited to dinner parties anymore.
Things unfold when they're supposed to, cause everything happens for a reason. It'll happen for me when I'm not even looking. He'll just appear, and I'll just know, and he'll love me forever without any work. Who needs to try when things are meant to be?
There's nobody left! I'm all alone!
The world is a buffet of love.
Oh, what? You think biological reality doesn't apply to you in your adorable cocoon of agelessness? Well, it does. And while you're just waiting around and focusing on you, guess what? You're gonna miss your fucking window!
Everything happens for a reason. You know I truly believe that.
Yeah, you said that before.
Oh my god, it does though. Everything happens for a reason.
What about the Haitian earthquake or cellulite on skinny women?
Just say, hey universe, I'm ready. It'll happen when you least expect it.
Well, I don't expect it at all now, so I guess it's right around the corner.
Maybe you're putting out the wrong vibe. Maybe you're closed off to love. Let me tell you a secret. It's called The Secret.
Here's another secret. You're an asshole.
Your negativity is a self-fulfilling prophecy. The reason things go well for me is because of positivity.
Well, I'm positive. Fertility always begins to atrophy when infantile fantasy eclipses true reality.
It never once occurred to me that things won't work out perfectly. When God closes a door, you see, he opens a window.
You realize that's a smaller opening, right? You used to be able to walk out the front door, and now you have to climb out some slightly ajar window somewhere, possibly falling like 5 stories to your death. That is not an upgrade. And you know what else? There's nobody left! I'm all alone!
Cause life is good.
Damn, sucks to be 29 or 31 from this 22-year-old, but 29 or 31 by Garfunkel and Oates.
Oh, boy. Each one of those girls, just more attractive than the next. You said you've seen the show before, right?
I haven't seen the show, but I've seen like the ads for it and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I got to tell you, I want to talk about summertime. Summertime is right around the corner, and you know what that means. Beach. What the? What the hell is this? It's pretty cool music, I guess. I don't know what it is. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Look who it is. Oh, my God.
Oh,
no way.
Oh, jeez.
It is our old buddy, Cockstrong.
What? How you doing, buddy?
What are you doing here?
Yeah, how's it going, guys? Jason, long time no see.
You know, I think you've been on the show once before when I was here, and like once or twice when I wasn't here. This, you've got to be the most repeat guest on the show.
It's been a long time since I've been on the program. Thanks for having me. I guess you really didn't have me. I just showed up.
You did just, and I wouldn't have you.
Hey, you want to see something really cool?
I really do.
Hey, watch this.
You're vaping what appears to be Blake's vape, and he has Hep C, so now you have Hep C, and now you're breathing through your luchador mask.
Isn't
that cool?
Who is this?
Yeah. This is Cockstrong.
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 This is intern Heather.
Hi.
And right across from here, you got Big E.
Big E. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good.
You're not really that big.
He's big enough for you.
Yeah. Size E, I mean, that's pretty big.
That's funny.
I'm going to pull from my mental safe of information about Cockstrong. Is that
okay?
Cool?
Yeah, sure.
You, like I said before, I think you have the most appearances on this program over any other guest we've ever had.
Yeah, I think this is my third time.
I think, okay, third.
Episode 99 and 120.
Okay, wow, that's pretty rock solid memory.
Very specific.
Thank
you.
Well, it's pretty much the biggest thing that's ever happened in my professional career of wrestling.
Oh, I'm so glad, Cockstrong.
Hey, did you hear this? Listen. That's my new intro.
It's pretty badass. I can't. Normally, I'm a liar, but I can't lie here.
I have everything that you need in an intro. I've got.
Count them down.
I've got one. I've got the quick out of the blue. Rooster crow, because Cockstrong.
Yeah. Out with a bang.
Then the second I have a big explosion.
Yeah.
So fire can come up
very
and stuff.
Very nice. Very
and then
nice.
I got a cool song to walk down.
No.
You know,
That's where you lost the Cockstrong. That's where you lost the last song. I think you could do better. But that's great.
That's a chicken dance. I'm Cockstrong.
Cockstrong.
You count them down from 3, 1, and 2. Rock solid. Number three.
Okay. Okay.
But 1 and 2 makes 3, so you got 3.
With the two
that you already had. So.
17.
You also, I don't know if it's changed, because sometimes wrestling changes a little bit, but last time we talked to you, you were from parts unknown. Is that still the case?
I still don't know where I'm from.
It's impossible. Do you have a birth certificate?
No, wrestlers don't have birth certificates.
Not one? Is that a prerequisite to be a wrestler?
Think of Bam Bam Bigelow.
Right.
He didn't have one.
No, right.
The Undertaker, the hell, that's where he came from. You know, but I'm from parts unknown.
You don't. He came from hell. You don't.
It's harder to do this voice now that I don't smoke.
That's a lot more. You sound really ominous when you say the parts unknown compared to your normal things you say.
Parts unknown.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Feels really.
I didn't know that was a prerequisite to be a wrestler is not to have a birth certificate. But now that I really think about it, all the names you named, I have no idea where they're from.
Ravishing Rick Rude.
Parts unknown. Yeah. Who knows?
No, he's not from. He was from Jersey.
Okay, so not he's an amateur wrestler then.
No, he's dead. Wow. When you become a dead wrestler,
it's revealed. It's revealed where you're from only after postmortem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't that make complete sense? So when I die,
do you ever get nervous? Oh, sorry.
Oh no.
No, I was gonna say, do you ever get nervous that people are gonna be so curious about where you're from that they're gonna kill you?
That's a very good.
Now I'm a little nervous. I'm a little scared.
That's rock solid logic right there. You better watch your back.
I thought she was going to say something like, do you think people are scared of you because you're from parts unknown?
No.
Do you think people are going to kill you?
She would have done a complete other way.
Wow.
Do you think you should be scared of people is what she should have asked.
I'm not scared of anybody. I'm cock strong.
Prove it. Oh, there it is.
All right. I think I ran that into the ground. So, yeah, I'm here.
It's genius.
I'm here, and I'm super excited. As you know, last time we talked, I just got a job with the MWE.
Mexican Wrestling Entertainment.
Yes,
I remember that.
And so I've been doing really well with them for the past 70 episodes or so.
70 episodes of what?
That's how I quantitate time. That's how we do it here.
Yeah. Show? Yeah. It's been 70 episodes.
Like my daughter had a birthday 25 episodes ago.
Gotcha. Okay. So 70 episodes ago. So what have you accomplished since 70 episodes?
That's a good question. What have I accomplished? Well, I had 3 matches, and I lost all 3, but each time I last longer. Like the first match, I lasted 47 seconds. The second match, I lasted 49 seconds. And the last match, I lasted 1:12.
That's admirable.
You're getting better.
Yeah, I'd say. Well,
probably like 20% more.
Yeah, well, the last one, because when the guy rang the bell, the other guy jumped out, got underneath the ring, come back up onto the thing, and he had a chair, and then he hit me with it. I mean,
that all takes time.
Yeah, I mean,
but you know what? That's still a better time.
Yeah,
than your front.
Yeah, I'm doing really, really good.
That's in the record book. No one can take that away from
nobody
you.
Nobody can take. I'm 0-72 in my career. 72.
You're due, is what that means.
Well, and you know what? I'm here to tell you that that's going to all change. Just like you said, it's my time. I'm due for a big win.
What are you talking about? What's going to change?
Well,
you're going to win where?
Well, there's a big, huge event that I'm going to be part of. It's the Mamanda Extrema.
Mamanda Extrema?
Mamanda Extrema.
Okay.
Mamanda?
Yes, Mamanda Extrema.
MWE.
It's the biggest event in NWE history.
Is this like an annual thing, or is this a once-in-a-time? Is this once a year they do this, or is this a once-in-a-lifetime
thing? Yeah, it's a once-a-year thing. I've never been good enough to be on it for the first 3 years of my career. But they're like, this is your, it's time for you to be the baby face.
You have to rack up 72 losses in order to get to MWE's
Mamanda. Yeah, they tried to make me a heel, and that didn't work because I just
What's a heel?
Well, a heel is a bad guy in wrestling.
The bad guy.
Like the Iron Sheik was a bad guy.
Yep, classic.
Ric Flair, for most of his career, has been a heel.
Yep.
And I just didn't have...
Donald Trump. Yeah. Heel? Maybe bad guy? Same idea?
Well, Donald Trump, not technically a professional wrestler.
Oh, okay.
He grapples in the boardroom, is what he does.
Yeah, that's a good pun.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. I just came up with that. You know? It's kind of what I do here. But, enough about me. I want to talk about Mexican entertainment, or wrestling entertainment.
Yes, it's the second greatest wrestling organization in the world.
Second only to what? TNA? Total Nonstop.
Tits and Ass.
No.
Tits and Ass. That's my favorite.
I was about to say your name in full, but last time you're here, you mentioned your name. Is it still changed to El Cock Stronga?
El Cock Stronga.
Okay. El Cock Stronga.
Oh, yeah, okay. Not Cock Strong.
No, well, everybody knows me as Cock Strong in here, but last time I was on, since I went to the Mexican Wrestling Entertainment. Mm-hmm. It's El Cockstrongo.
El Cockstrongo.
Yeah.
You want that name
that
recognition.
Sounds very feminine when you
don't want to change it too much because you still want that recognition.
Yeah, it's branding. Branding.
Exactly. Branding.
And definitely go with El Cock Strongo, because that does make it masculine, whereas if you did El Cock Strongo, then technically you're making the whole
La Cock Strongo would be that would be feminine.
Hella feminine.
That's crazy.
You don't want to be hella feminine.
Yeah.
No, I...
Well, just depending on whatever you want. It just didn't seem like that's what you were interested in.
Well, I know what you want, and I would say that you don't want to be feminine in the ring.
No, not at all. And I'm super excited because on this pay-per-view... I'm going to be in a bondage match.
Bondage.
And you said it's Mamanda? What do you mean a bondage match by that?
Well,
I've heard of steel cages.
Yeah, I don't really know much about it. I know there's going to be four other guys in the ring. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Like a Royal Rumble, it kind of sounds like.
It's kind of like a... I asked him, I said, is it like a Royal Rumble? But they don't speak any English. They just said no mas.
No mas.
Did you say, is it like an El Royal Rumble? Did you say anything like that?
No, I
find being stereotypical like that by adding an L or a La in front of something and then putting a vowel at the end usually gets the point across.
Yeah, but you gotta be careful. Those guys are really, really mean.
Is that run by the cartel?
Faros.
Is it the cartel? Oh, is it cartel?
That's Spanish run? For angry.
Oh, I thought you said I farted.
Jeez. Heather, that's what I heard too.
I was like, don't worry, I got this mask on. I can't smell anything.
Oh, well, I'm glad because it's awful.
And I also, and Big E, I've listened to the show, and I know that you're going to really, really like this. I have a sponsor for my match.
Oh, yeah? Who is it?
Can I talk about my sponsor?
You sponsor this isn't really.
We have our own sponsors. We don't know what this is. I guess we can cut it out if we have to. But
okay,
I would say,
well, Big E. You're my boy.
Yeah.
You are big. Jesus Christ. I think the beard and the tattoos make you look just aggressive. Anyway, so Shocker E-Liquid. I know you guys have talked about Shocker E-Liquid before on the show.
Yeah.
And they are sponsoring me because they have a new flavor, and it's called... The Pleaser.
Now, Shocker, before they've come out with like the Spocker, the Rocker.
Yeah, it's all like down, chicka, down, bear, and all different kinds of hand signs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and so they're like, hey, would you like us to sponsor you? And so, like, on my tights, on the back of my tights, my little Speedo, it's going to say The Pleaser on.
The Pleaser.
Do you happen to have a theme song for your plug? Okay, there you go.
Oh, no. I'm all messed up.
Can I channel Dustin?
I lost the paperwork.
Yeah. Well,
two in the pink and one in the stink.
I know what you're saying, and I lost. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I messed up. Let's go back. So the Pleaser is a brand new flavor from ShockeryLiquid.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 70 VG, 30 PG. Mm-hmm. And it's a blueberry cinnamon crumble cake. And I brought some.
Mm-hmm.
Biggie, I bought some for you to taste. Why don't you take a hit?
I will take
and
a
see
hit.
What you think of the Pleaser.
Are you
Who
pleased?
Look at that.
Muy magnifico.
Muy magnifico is right. Now, you know, it comes in 15 or 30 milliliter bottles, but they also have a 120 milliliter plastic bottle that comes with a 30 milliliter unicorn bottle. And I know you love the unicorn bottle. So definitely check out Shocker E-Liquid. It's very good. It's got a very... The blueberry in.
Yes. Cinnamon out. For sure.
Blueberry. Let's all say it together. One, two, three.
Seacrest.
Blueberry in.
Seacrest.
Cinnamon out. And but they have a little slogan, too. Can I tell you the slogan?
Seacrest out.
No, that's not the slogan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The slogan is, get your wick a happy ending.
Oh, it's like a euphemism for a penis.
No. Okay.
It's like your match is coming up.
Okay. Yeah. It's what? What?
What does that mean?
Like your match is coming up, right?
Look, Coxstrong, I don't know how much, Heather, that you know about professional wrestling. It does seem semi-homoerotic, a lot of oiled up, muscular men, and what appears to be just nothing more than some briefs wrestling around. But it is an art form. It's a storied legend, especially in the Lucha Libres from the Mexican country.
I went and I bought this mask at the Halloween store, and I put it on for my first match, and I was excited. And we were at the Douglas County Fair.
Yeah.
And I came out, and the crowd started booing me. And they're like, boo, Cockstrong sucks.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, how do they know it's me?
How then? I mean, they were right, essentially, that you sucked, but how did they know that beforehand?
Right. And so it's because I wore a mask and I had not gone through Lucha Libre luchador classes.
Was that loss number one for you at the Douglas County Fair?
No. I had lost at the infirmary in Jacksonville. But this was loss number 37.
Oh, wow.
But it was my first one at the MWE.
If you're going to lose anywhere, though, you're going to want to lose at the Douglas County Fair.
Well, you know.
It's not bad.
I tried to put up a good fight, but 23 seconds later, I was gone.
What's the name of this big extravaganza?
Mamada Extrema.
Mamada Extrema.
What is that?
Mamada Extrema. Is that Spanish?
Yeah. It means like extreme blowjob, right?
What?
What?
Wait.
What?
I mean, you told me that you were going to be wrestling in a you know ring or hanging out with four guys.
Yeah, it's going to be a bondage match.
I mean, you told us that it was Mamada. I mean, that in a bondage match.
It's wrestling. What are you
talking
about?
I mean, but that's what blowjob means in Spanish.
What, Mamanda?
There are very subtle differences in Spanish languages.
Yeah, I think it's just a translation issue.
Different dialect in different parts of the country.
No, I'm pretty sure about this.
Man.
What have they got you roped into?
Who are the other wrestlers? Yeah, who are the other wrestlers?
Yeah, who are the other names?
The Horny Toad Man is one of them.
Okay. Not off to a great start.
Back End Billy Gunn.
Oh.
Okay, getting worse.
And it's a guy. His outfit is a persona is a baseball player. And he's called the pitcher. I think he's called Pitcher
honey.
Pete. That's it, Pitcher Pete.
Oh, honey. I mean, you're gonna want to get another mask because you're not gonna do any good cocksucking with that thing on.
That's
cock what strong. They want you to do when you go in.
Yeah,
cock strong. To have someone else suck that cock if you're gonna get in that ring.
Huh.
But why would they do that at a pay-per-view?
Because that's what the event is called.
I don't think you're doing a pay-per-view there, Cockstrong. I think you're doing a gay porn.
Definitely a pay-per-view. Should have gone on certain websites.
How much do you know about? I mean, I'm with you, Cockstrong. When I heard this, I was like, you've been in the game a long time. You're going to be in this big event.
This is my time to shine.
Man, I just thought we assumed
we all knew. You're going to shine like a glazed donut when this one's over.
Heather's talking about blowjobs. I thought that's kind of unnecessary. But the more you talk about this match, the more you talk about the people involved, how much do you really know about what you're doing? Because it does sound like she might be onto something.
Well, they told me that they would pay me 47 and a half pesos. Mm-hmm. And that I was going to be in a big, big, huge production, which I just figured was like, you know, they have the pay-per-views every month on WWE. So it's a big production. It was going to be a sellout crowd.
Safe to assume.
Mm-hmm. And then I was going to be in a bondage match with four guys.
The winner gets what?
What does the winner get?
Let's find out what the winner gets.
It's not chastity belt, is it?
That's crazy. That's exactly. They said I would win the MWE Chastity Belt Championship.
Do you know what a chastity belt is?
Oh yeah, it's a big huge gold belt, and it's going to have the MWE logo on
it.
It's going to have spikes on it, and it's going to go around my waist, and I'm going to come into the arena as the champion.
It's essentially to keep it on your person. It does go around the waist, but a chastity belt is kind of from the medieval times to keep people from having sex. So
that's weird.
The more you talk about this, the more it seems advertently clear that sexual acts are on the card for you.
Mm-hmm. On the card, is that no pun intended?
No, a pun is intended. Absolutely
intended.
Wow, I don't know. I mean, because they told me that I would win the chastity belt, so do I risk my career by not doing this?
Sounds like if you win the chastity belt, that means that you are forever giving blowjobs. But at least until that comes off.
To win a match finally, I'll suck a guy off. that's fine, but I don't want to do it forever.
But for 47 pesos? 47 and a half pesos.
It translates to like 625 U.S. currency, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You could just like not get your next sub at Subway and make that much money.
I thought the 47 pesos translated into American money was like $46,000.
No, that's not how pesos work.
Yeah, you are grossly misinformed about every step of this process.
You know what? I really appreciate that you're coming on here, though. Your passion... It really rings true.
I don't know what to do. I signed the paper already.
I think you should definitely do it. We are all shocked at the misinformation that's going around, but now that things seem to be clearing out, I think you should definitely do it. I don't think this is a bad event at all.
This sounds horrible.
It does
you just
sound
said
bad.
That you'd be willing to suck some guy's cock, and if that is something that you're willing to affirm, then, I mean, I think it's something you should go for, but you really don't have a mask suitable for it. So here's what I suggest, man. If you go in there and you're not, if you're not interested in it and you like go there and it's not a good energy, you just say, look, my mask doesn't work for this. Sorry, I gotta go.
I got an idea.
It's a win on both sides.
So what if it, before the event happens, I go and underneath the ring, I put a big, long, like nightstick under there. And if I go, if my music starts.
What would that sound like? Okay.
Okay, so here's the scenario. Explosion. I come down the aisle. The crowd's cheering.
Chuck Strano! Suck that dick! Suck a dick, won't you?
Okay, and then I get up there, and things start to look shady, like Heather says. If things start to look shady, what should I be looking for, Heather? How will I know that this is not a real match?
Well, it's all inside of you. It really doesn't matter what's going on around you. It all matters how you feel. So if you look around and you say, this isn't a safe... you know what you're coming into now. This is Mamata. This is blowjobs happening. So you know what you're coming into. So if you don't feel good about it, if you look at these guys and you're like, no, I don't want any of those heads, then you just walk right out. Then you say, no way, Jose.
And they're all going to be naked.
You say no way, Jose. You say no way, Juan. You say no way, Santos.
Jorge.
No way, Jose. No way, Juan.
Pepe.
No Pepe.
So.
No thank you.
Man.
No mas. No mas.
But what if I have a big, huge, long, black nightstick underneath the ring, and I get into the ring, and somebody tries to, like, force their penis into my mask, and then I can just slide underneath the ring and hit him in the head.
See, my problem is I don't understand really the purpose of the blowjob tournament. Is it to get guys off? Is it to get you guys, like, whoever gets off first is a loser, and, like, you beat up the other people, or if it's just, like, an idea of, like, you're trying to evade that sort of thing, or if it's, like, whoever gives the best of it is the winner. So there's so many, you need to delve.
He don't even know the rules.
You didn't even know that it was a blowjob.
He didn't
thing.
Even know what Mamata.
I know. Stood you need for to get it. Some solid friends, because they would be there
you
for
have been
you
led
right
astray.
Now.
Okay, Cockstrong,
apologies, but
it's okay. Buddy. It's all right. Let him finish.
Okay.
This is. I'm gonna lay it out for you because we're buddies. We go back all the way to some would say episode 120. This is absolutely a some sort of sexual competition that you are now in. If you've signed the contract, then just go through with it. If this is a sanctioned match where you can win, you need that win.
I need to win.
So I would say literally suck it up and get out there and do your best. Be all the cockstrong you can be and don't bitch about it. If there's a way to get out of it and you don't want to do it, then get out of it. But you're going to miss that win and you're not going to get that chastity belt.
Show how strong your cock is.
This is the life you've chose.
I'm going to do it, guys.
I'm going to do it. There you go.
I'm going to do this.
Yes.
It's going to be cock strongest victory.
There we go. Yes. Oh, boy. And just.
Ariba.
And just like that, Ariba. He's gone.
Handle, handle, handle.
Goodbye, everybody. Wow. I'll see you next time. It's the next. The Chelsea Belt Champion of the World.
All right.
And hey, Heather, Biggie, that there is exactly why he's the most repeat guest on this show.
That's motherfucking spirit if I've ever heard it.
What flair. Holy cow. Heather, why don't you tell us about the upcoming release schedule, because I really want to know about it.
Well, I've got all sorts of info for you. We got episode 191, Memo Pads. It's now available. Episode 192, Tortoise Got Feet, is now available. And episode 194, our next episode, an interview with Kara Clark, will be available on Tuesday, April 28th. And don't forget... On that very same Tuesday is International Astronomy Day. Ever wonder if your future love is looking up at the stars the same time you are? Well, they're not. They're probably banging someone that they met on Tinder. Enjoy your sloppy seconds. And Thursday, April 30th, is Hairstyle Appreciation Day. It's going to take a lot more than a made-up holiday for me to appreciate the atrocity that sits upon Jason's head.
What day is Vape Into the Mic Day?
Every day.
That's got to be coming
every
up.
Day.
Every Friday.
Every other Monday. Every other Monday.
Every other Monday, except on odd Mondays. Because then you go back to the even number of Monday.
All right.
And then you go back three Mondays, and that's the day.
Yeah.
Got it.
Hey, guys. Mm. By the way, I'm back.
Yeah.
Hey, Blake. What's up, Blake?
Hey.
Hey, Blake.
Hey.
We coached your wrestler friend. No, Cockstrong?
El Cockstromo was here?
El Cockstromo was here.
I think you missed him every time he's been here.
Every time I go and listen back to the episodes that he's on, I'm just like, that's a funny character.
Mm-hmm. He's pretty funny. Well, hello. Characters and a real person who is funny.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. Indeed. That's what I meant.
I forgot to plug the show. And please remember to submit any questions, comments, or suggestions to blake@ibwip.com and then go directly to jail. And don't even think about passing go or collecting $200, mister.
No way.
No, don't do it.
And if you like what you hear, please write a review on iTunes, tell a friend, and help support the show. We depend on you to spread the good word.
Please, please, please.
We definitely depend on our listeners to, you know, share links to the show. We know how Facebook is and all the fucking algorithms it has, you know, and I'll post something. And if I have 1,069 fans or likes on our page, but only 47 of them see a picture, so the best thing to do is if you're a fan of the show, you see a picture, you see a link, you see a video, click on it, go to it, share it.
Share the shit out of it.
There's a button for you to share it. You don't have to go and find the URL or any of that stuff. Just share it. It's there.
It's right there.
We like you. Don't you like us? Help us out. We'd help you if you had a podcast.
And even if you go and watch the video on Pia Vision, click the little button on there that says share, and then share it from there.
Yeah. You can share. If you're sharing, you're caring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're not sharing, you're not caring.
All 17 views of you. Mm-hmm. Share away.
All right, folks. Well, thank you very much for another fun-filled episode of IBWIP. That's 193. We're well on our way to the victorious end. We got some special things coming up for you. We got a Kara Clark interview coming up. And in the not too distant future, we have a Spaghetti Western Volume 1. Where
we're going to
put all the Spaghetti Westerns. We're going to put them all together as an episode. And so that way, if you have listened before and you caught number 6 and I think I missed
the first couple of it.
Well, not now. You're not.
No, that's now right. You can.
They're going to be all together.
Because this is not ending. This is the only thing that I do for the show. This is the only thing that I do good for the show. So I'm going to keep doing it until it doesn't get good anymore. So get caught up. That's going to be coming out here pretty soon.
That's going to be a special Tuesday release, just like your Kara Clark interview. And speaking of the interview, have you done that yet? As of this recording, have you taped the Kara Clark interview?
No, it's going to happen tomorrow.
I checked out her Facebook page today. She's got that nice smoky eyeliner. I tell you what, you listening to me? God damn it, boy.
Otis.
Jeez, Otis baseball star back. Last time, yeah.
God damn it, look at that woman.
Look at that woman right over
smoky there. Smoky head eyeliner.
Let me see, take a lot of balls in the face.
All right, Heather.
Hey, Kara, I hope you're listening.
Yeah. Oh, she's been on the... her and Rachel Brooke are, like, I think, tied for the most appearances, I think.
And probably up there and the most attractive, too.
Well, that's my vote. That's a given. Heather, you did an outstanding job tonight.
Thanks.
I'm sorry that we upset you at the beginning about the...
You didn't upset me.
Jason should not
fully
have...
fully enjoy being on my soapbox.
Jason should not have brought that up. I apologize for his behavior, as always.
I should have brought up my sexual deviancy as it pertains to a personal story before we started.
Right. Big E came in, hit a home run.
Like a wrecking ball.
You came in like a wrecking ball, and that's what I like about you. You bring it, you brought it, you brung it, you knock it down.
That's right. I do.
It's like a naked 21-year-old Miley Cyrus. Well, that's what I see when I look at you. You got a problem with that?
Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always love you.
I assume those are lyrics from her song.
You bet it is.
There's a lot of gayness going on.
Not enough.
And Jason?
Yeah.
How do you feel about...
All I want you to say is, like, how... You're so fucking funny, Jason. I am...
Okay, let me...
My self-esteem is in the gutter. I just need something to pump me up right now.
All right. Okay, let's hey, Jason, thank you much for... I can't do it.
Oh, my God, Jason. You're just so funny.
Yeah.
Jeez.
What can I say, guys?
And now you're just a sexual pervert for going online and sitting in rooms with women who are being held against their will. Just to tell him jokes.
I lost 2 hours. Yeah.
That's how he worked. That's how he worked.
He's like, I'm going to try this bit on him, this girl. Right now. I'm trying this bit right here on this one right now.
They're going to love it.
We loved Otis.
If this Russian does not laugh at this joke, we cannot do it on the show.
But Russian approved.
Most importantly, I want to thank the listeners.
New Orleans Hurricanes.
We appreciate you taking the time out of your busy lives to listen to us, our banter. And we hope that you'll continue to do it for... at least 6 more episodes.
30 at least. So.
Yeah. 35 or 40 of them.
I'm
at least get it to the live show.
IBWIP is always the last place you look. Unfortunately for us, no one ever looks.
That was kind of like, again, nobody listens to us.
Yeah. We're really beating the dead horse there.
Yeah, we are really driving that into the ground.
Well, I've been driving into the ground
I guess unless it stops being true.
As soon as it stops being true, we'll stop making the jokes.
Right. Like when we hit 1,000 subscribers on YouTube and, you know, we get enough sponsors, like money start rolling in, and like we can take vacations together.
What?
Big plans. I'm so down. Yeah.
Can we go to Moab?
We can all get a joint gym account.
This joint gym account.
Yeah.
Get enough people listening, and we can all have our own email at IBWIP.com.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? If we could all get new chairs, like special to our...
Yeah,
like,
with our names on
them. Yeah, on the back of them, and then like specially formed to our body.
Maybe we should focus on like you purchasing a house and...
or...
Maybe content.
Well, and the thing is if we don't start raising some money pretty soon, I won't have any internet.
Oh, shit.
So that's going to make this really a podcast really.
You have to come to my house for the fucking internet.
Right.
Yo, buckets. Motherfucker's been needing some internet.
Yeah, I got buckets of that shit in my house.
I got so much internet, I'd be letting people use my password all day long.
Yeah.
Big booty bitches 3.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.